Let's say you're eating dinner at a restaurant with a group of friends. The waiter comes and offers dessert. You want to resist, but the rest of your friends order ice cream, and you find yourself ordering too. You've just been influenced by the social information you got from your friends. Researchers with the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute found sometimes we can be swayed into making the same decision as those around us. For their study, they took a group of people and had them play a game by themselves. The participants had to decide between taking a guaranteed payout of, say, $5 or a 50% chance of winning $10 on each turn.
There's no right answer, but we had people make the decisions alone so we could figure out, are they a risk-averse or risk-seeking person, and then put you in a group. So you would watch other people who are riskier than you and then who are safer than you, and we measured how that influenced both your behavior and your brain responses.
Pearl Chu is a researcher and senior author of the paper. She says while in an MRI scanner, the participants were able to see the decisions of those around them playing the game in real time. They found the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, that's the decision-making area of the brain, lit up the more the subjects valued the input they got from their colleagues.
And especially exciting, I think, was that the degree of brain activity predicted the likelihood that you would conform with other people.
Co-author Brooks King-Cassis says the more the study participants valued the information they got from their peers, the more they chose the same option.
What we're finding is that social information or seeing the choices of other people will nudge people one way or another, just a little bit. It's not going to make you choose something you otherwise would not have, no drastic differences in what you really prefer, but it does nudge you probably 10 to 15% one way or another.
They also found the degree to how much your influence depends on what your preference is. So if you don't like taking chances, you'll be more influenced by a like-minded person. But if you're on the fence about a decision...
Those are the kinds of people who are going to be most influenced by the social signal. So when you are on the decision, it's just that what that social observation gives you is that nudge one way or another. So it for those that are right on the fence, it'll push you one direction or another. So those are the folks in which social influence is most powerful.
But we don't always follow the decisions of our friends. Did your mother ever ask, if your friends jumped off the roof, would you do so too?
If you are too extremely in one, like preferring one attitude, like you're super, super risk averse, and then the others are choosing risky options, like, oh yeah, jump off the roof kind of thing, you will never follow that kind of risky option.
Research associate Daniel Chung says taking risks doesn't have to be as dangerous as skydiving or hitchhiking across the country by yourself. It can be a risky endeavor, such as starting a business or running for office. And now that they know people are influenced by what others around them think, they can put it to work.
So you can encourage people, adolescents, to go out and do and find adventurous stuffs, like go out for a team and go more variety of stuffs that you won't ever even think of doing at first.
Or in advertising, how do we, if you have people in your advertisement, what kind of people do you want to depict? Probably people that are similar to the people who want to put the product you're trying to market, but probably not too different because, like Dong-il was saying, if they're too different, we likely won't follow.
But it's more than just peer pressure. The researchers say their study shows why strong social support systems are effective for encouraging healthy choices. For instance, in determining how an intervention affects addicts.
So we know that social support is one of the strongest predictors of relapse or not. If you have a good social support system, you're less likely to relapse, but we don't know what kind of social support system. Is 2 people ideal? Is it 10 people? Is 20 people too many? How strongly should they be trying to nudge your decisions? We don't know any of that.
Not yet, but the researchers hope to be able to test that theory soon. I'm Beverly Amsler.